the best time of the year.
It seems like it starts earlier every year. The inescapable sounds of Christmas music. You can't go to a store or the dentist office without hearing tales of helpful reindeer and animated snowmen.
Well, whether it's a welcome familiarity to you or maybe just a big drag, the stories behind some of these songs are fascinating. And today our very own Cynthia Schuster helps us explore some of the interesting stories that went into making these Christmas classics. Aside from her work here at Wisconsin Public Radio, Cynthia hosts a local radio show featuring music from the 1930s to the 1950s. Now, Cynthia, we're starting here with an old classic, Have a Holly Jolly Christmas by Burl Ives. Mm-hmm. Why start here?
Well, it was 50 years ago, just this past December 6th, that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer originally aired on television. And, of course, Burl Ives played Sam the Snowman. He was the voice of Sam the Snowman. Now, Ives was a folk favorite. You might know some songs like Itty Bitty Tear and other things from the 1960s. But he has a nice collection of Christmas tracks as well. And I just happened to discover one this year. The collection is called The Very Best of Burl Ives' Christmas, which features a lot of simple arrangements that highlight the warmth of Burl's voice. Each track is so lightly arranged in terms of instrumentation behind him that it's almost like he's singing in your living room or having a little tiny desk concert, you know? One of my favorite tracks from that I think is worth checking out if you are looking to add some new songs into your mix is It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. Now, the melody itself is just so beautiful, the way it dances around the musical scale, and I think Burl Ives does a really nice job with it. So let's take a listen.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth.
And Burl Ives with his distinctive voice there. There's something just about his voice, isn't it? Nobody else sounds like Burl Ives.
It's so warm, and as I like to say, it's like if you could still fit on your grandpa's lap. And have him sing you a lullaby. That would be Burl Ives.
I will always remember that. Okay, moving on. You've got a lot of stuff for us to listen to. Bing Crosby, and Rosemary Clooney, they have some songs from A White Christmas that you're fond of.
Yeah, well, and White Christmas is interesting. Now, this is a huge holiday favorite. I mean, we hear it every single year. It's on television every single day, or every single year as well. And I think Amanda Magnus is also telling us too. She just watched it last night. Who doesn't want to just sit down and enjoy this Christmas classic? But what's really interesting about it is that you can't actually get your hands on an official White Christmas film soundtrack. And doesn't that seem odd when you have Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, Danny Kaye, these really high-powered vocalists and singers from the time? The reason goes back to exclusive record contracts. This is not a new thing in the music industry. You know, that there were always fights about contracts and artists back then, too. So Rosemary Clooney, she was a Columbia artist, and she had an exclusive contract, but it was Decca that had the rights to the White Christmas soundtrack, having been a Paramount film. So when it came time to release what should have been an official film soundtrack for the movie, they had to replace Rosemary Clooney with, do you know who?
I don't.
Peggy Lee.
Peggy Lee, well.
Peggy Lee.
Peggy Lee's not too shabby either.
And I think, you know, Rosemary did go on to record her own solo versions of various songs from that film, but one favorite song from that film is Snow. And there's a nice four-part harmony. This is the scene in the movie where they're on the train headed to Vermont, and the four of them start to sing about what they're looking forward to in Vermont, which, of course, is the snow. And there are two different versions that we're going to listen to here, and I would be interested to hear what the listeners think, which version they like better. Is it the Peggy Lee one or Rosemary Clooney's solo version? So first, let's listen to the foursome in the cast recording.
Snow,
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 snow.
It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow, snow. I want to wash my hands, my face and hair with snow.
There was Peggy Lee right there.
Snow.
And now let's transition over to Rosemary Clooney's version and listen to that. It's a little bit softer. We still hear a little bit of the train motif in the background, but here's Rosemary.
snow. It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow. Snow. I want to wash my hands, my face, and hair with snow.
All right, we already have two votes in the studio for the four-part harmony.
I'm going to say something controversial. Yes. I definitely like the barbershop thing with all four voices. The music better, but I definitely like Rosemary's voice the best. Mm-hmm. She's got such a lovely voice. The other one really makes me, I really want it to snow, though, when I'm listening to the other one.
Well, maybe we can have a little snow fight on the air, and our listeners can also join the conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. You can vote for your favorite version of snow and tell us what your favorite Christmas song is each year.
It's 800-642-1234. Where do you turn to for your classic Christmas tunes? I'm Veronica Rickert with Cynthia Schuster. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster. We're talking about those classic Christmas songs that you've heard all your life and some of the stories behind them.
And we'd like to hear from you. What are some of your favorite classic Christmas songs? Is there a particular one that gets you in the mood for the holidays every time you hear it? Or maybe there's one that you just really can't stand. Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We came in there with the song Christmas, Baby Please Come Home by Darlene Love, a favorite of producer Carl Christensen there.
That's right. Carl wanted to be sure that we featured this because he listens to it every year. It came out in 1963 and didn't even chart in the top 40 because radio stations were playing the mellow or quiet or holiday music. This was just in the weeks after the assassination of JFK, to give you some historical context. But Carl says producer Phil Spector gave the song his famous wall of sound, sonic quality, often associated with the later period Beatles and the Beach Boys. Then Ronnie Spector was supposed to sing it, but couldn't hit the right emotional tone that they were looking for. So Leon Russell plays the piano part at the end here. Spector liked Russell's piano part so much that he ran into the recording room and gave him $100 on the spot. So,
yeah, I think that may be the first time I've heard that, or at least the first time I've heard it and knew what I was hearing. It's a fantastic song and great pipes there by Darlene Love. So thanks to Carl for bringing that one to us. We're going to go to the phones right now and take our first call from Brent joining us in Milwaukee. Hi, Brent.
Good afternoon.
Do you have a favorite as far as Christmas songs?
I do. My favorite carol is probably "O Holy Night," though a close runner-up is the second air one, "White Christmas" from Bing Crosby, of course.
Gotcha. Those are two great picks. And as far as "O Holy Night," now, are you able to sing that one?
I am.
Good job.
If you would like.
Well, you don't have to sing it now. I just know it's unsingable, unless you'd like to have a couple seconds of radio fame here singing a couple bars.
Well, I can resist that temptation.
Okay. Thanks a lot for calling, Brent. I was just
It hard to sing?
I was at a caroling party last night, and I, you know, had trained my voice. I'm a trained singer, but I, you know, it's impossible to sing. It's all over the place.
Range.
You have to pitch it down really low, and then if you have it, you can hit the really high note at the top. So the range is all over the place. It's a gorgeous song.
And, you know, Bing Crosby is well noted for his singing range. I know that he did record that song. So I'm sure, and as Brent said, he appreciates Bing Crosby's version of White Christmas, too. So Bing Crosby really is the quintessential voice of Christmas. It's something to look forward to every single year. Pat in Grafton is next. Hi, Pat.
Hi. The collaboration between Bing Crosby and David Bowie as they were singing The Little Drummer Boy, you don't see that kind of collaboration very often. I think they did a very good job on it. And the one song I don't like is Winter Wonderland, no matter what form it's in. But there was a parody of it, and I don't remember who did it, walking around in women's underwear. That one was pretty funny.
Sounds like a Weird Al thing, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, Winter Wonderland is quite a repetitive tune, and I can see how some people, it might rub people the wrong way. the Little Drummer Boy version that she talked about, the collaboration between Bing Crosby and David Bowie, that weaves in the song Peace on Earth as well. And when David Bowie went to sing with Bing Crosby, speaking of his vocal range, he said, "I don't think I can sing in your key. I don't know that we can do this together." And Bing Crosby said, "You just sing, I'll come find you." And the rest is history.
Nice. Well, I guess Bing had the pipes to be able to do that. That's a cool story. Well, Cynthia, do you have a song that you just can't stand because you love all these old Christmas classics? Is there one that gets under your skin?
Yes. I love many of the recordings that come from the 1930s through the 1950s, but the one song that I really can't stand, and I think it comes from the 70s or the 80s, is Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time. It goes on for minutes and minutes and minutes, and it's the same line over and over again. So I can't do it. But there is one song, if we can go back to the 1930s just a bit and talk about some of the lost refrains that kind of get swept under the rug with time. There is a song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, a very familiar song. And, you know how it goes, Veronica. Mm-hmm. Better watch out, better not cry. I mean, this is the only part of the song that we know, right? But Harry Reeser and his orchestra have a recording that revealed to me that there's a whole preamble to that refrain that tells a little bit of a story, gives context for the song itself, and it's gone away over the years. Nobody really knows it. So I wanted to be sure to highlight it here so that you guys got to hear it. So here's Harry Reeser and his orchestra with Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
I just come back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. So you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
I've never heard that before. Yeah. You're right. That is a total revelation. You're going to add that to your Christmas carols?
Yes. Santa spoke
repertoire.
Directly to Harry Reeser and said, it's really cute. And I think if you guys, this comes off of a collection called The Best of Big Band Favorites or something like that. I'll actually find it and put it up on the Central Time Facebook page so that you can find it. But it's a hard to find collection featuring music from the 30s and 40s. It's a wonderful thing to get your hands on if you can find it.
Let's go back to the phones right now. Eugene is joining us in Viola. Hi, Eugene.
Hello, am I on?
Yes, you are. Do you have a favorite?
I have one here. If you can listen for just a minute, it isn't a Christmas song, but you'll recognize it. Part of it.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
That's right. Have I told you lately that I love you? And what's the story behind that, Eugene?
That's Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters.
Oh, right. Yes.
I collect 78s.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got an Emerson Phonograph. It'll play fourth beat. It'll play 33s, 45s, and 78s. And those 78 records, they were making right after the war. I've got a lot of World War II, but they were putting full orchestration behind them. It wasn't just somebody singing into a microphone with a guitar.
That's right. That's true. And that's
that
one of
the orchestration was just great on those.
Yes. And that's one of the great things. If you get your hands on Bing Crosby's Christmas album, you can hear just the full blast orchestra behind him. And you have to know that these were recorded in real time. This isn't post-production. This is live to tape. And Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters collaborated quite a bit. We hear them in not just old standards like Don't Fence Me In by Cole Porter, but Christmas songs like Christmas Island and other things, too. So that's another good one to add to your collection. Thank you, Eugene.
Well, thanks a lot for that call. And Cynthia, I have to ask you, I'm going to ask you about something that divides a lot of people when it comes to Christmas music. How do you feel about the Elvis Christmas album?
I don't mind it. I don't. It's a very sweet album, and there's the most well-known track from that is Blue Christmas, but he has some nice, softer renditions of the Christmas carols. It's not like Elvis shaking his hips. This is Elvis settling down and singing ballad style. It's a nice one.
They're a little croony, and the classic, of course, I think. I think Blue Christmas is the most favorite, right? Most famous, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say so.
What do we know about that one?
Well, this one was recorded, I believe, in 1957. and here we're hearing it in the background there. This was recorded in 1957. It was originally written in 1948 by Ernest Tubb, and it became a hit that year, but of course Elvis is the one with the lasting legacy. It's been covered since then by several people, including Bruce Springsteen, REO Speedwagon, and even the Misfits. Let's take a listen.
Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start.
All right, a little bit of Elvis there, the classic blue Christmas song, Elvis at his croony best. Let's take one last caller here. Scott is joining us from Whitewater. Hi, Scott.
Yeah, I am. If you met me, you saw me, you would never think I love Christmas music, but I do. And great fun topic for me. A couple of songs that I enjoy is, I think it's called, is it Good King Wenceslas?
Good King Wenceslas. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And Stephen Colbert and the lead singer of REM actually did a duet on that and actually did a really good job. It's really a neat version.
Oh, I think I remember that. With Michael Stipe, you mean?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the other song is, I don't know what the name of it, but it's Christmas is Coming, the Goose is Getting Fat, put in that shiny penny in the old man's hat.
I love that song, but I actually don't know what it's called either. Cynthia,
I don't know
did
if
we
I
stump you?
I think you stumped me.
Yeah, I don't know the name of that song. And then, of course, I like, it's not a Christmas song, but only played at Christmas, which is the Whiskers on Kittens and Warm Woolen Mittens.
My favorite things, yes.
From The Sound of Music.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great one. I never thought about that as a Christmas song, but I guess it could be.
It does pop up here and there in some of these Christmas collections. Good King Wenceslas, if you can find the version done by Mel Torme, that's a nice jazzy version to add to your collection. And I encourage you, if you're putting together playlists for cocktail parties and that sort of thing, to veer into the 1960s. There are a lot of kitschy and jazzier tunes that can set a good mood for your holiday cocktail party.
And we'll go out with Eartha Kitt, if we can, singing Santa Baby. This is one that's got a lot of emotion. This one's kicked around for a long time. Well, Cynthia, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, fun.
And thank you for your calls. You can keep that conversation going about your favorite Christmas classics on the Central Time Facebook page.